Hilchas Gzeila, Halacha Aleph. Rav Nosson begins quoting the Shulchan Aruch, which says, Shiur Gzeila, Le'inyan Hashova, Hu Shova Pruta. The value that a person has to steal to be obligated by Torah law to be required to return it is, the object has to be a Shova Pruta. It has to be worth at least a penny. The word Pruta doesn't mean literally penny. I'm using simplified terms. That kind of value. V'chein shir mamoin linyan stucco ulechol davar hu gam kein pruta, and so too, whenever the Gemara uses or the Torah uses the term money, the minimum quantity that we consider valid is a pruta. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the usage of this term pruta, and how it plays a role in money and what it represents based on a Torah Likut Imran. Ki hamamoin hu shoyrish hanefesh. Money comes from the money's origin in Kiddusha, Baruchnius, is from the same place that the Jewish Nefoshos come from, that highest source, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 69 in Likutei Moran. Vehi bechinas malchus bechinas emuna. That place represents the quality, the attribute of Hashem called Malchus. We've mentioned this many times. We say it every day in davening. V'ha'oysher v'ha'kovoid milfonecha. Those two terms are always put together, oysher and kovoid. And kovoid is Malchus. V'yovoi melech ha'kovoid. So we know that Ashirus is tied into the attribute of Malchus, which is synonymous with Emunah. We've mentioned many times, because Malchus is nothing, has nothing on its own except what it receives. The king is nothing, just the fact that other people acknowledge and accept his authority over them. That's what it is. That's what kingdom is. It's not an attribute unto itself. It's the acceptance of others, of your authority. That's what designates you as king. So to Emunah, faith has no light of its own. It's something. Shemisham Yoitzin Kola Nefoshois. That's the place from which all the Jewish Nefoshois come forth. Ubishvil Ze Tzorech Lahamshech Bechinas Emuna Elcho Ashirus. And it's for this reason that a Jew is required to draw Emuna into his wealth, into his possessions. Kamoshe Kosuv Nososo Venosata Bemuna. As the Gemara says, when a person comes before the heavenly court, one of the first questions that he's asked is, did you conduct business with emunah, with trustworthiness, and with faith in Hashem? Ki ikar ho ashirus shehu sheresh hanefesh ubechinas malchus emunah kral. Because the main concept of wealth is a concept of malchus emunah. And when a Jew has kosher money, which means his money is coming from a place of emunah, which means, what do we mean emunah? He works 6 days a week and on Shabbos he rests. Why? Because he believes in Hashem. And even when he's working, he says, with Hashem's help. He doesn't say, this is mine, I did it, I earned it. But rather, everything he acknowledges is coming from Hashem. Azai hu ashirus shebigdusha. Then the money that he has and his possessions are called ashirus digdusha, a holy wealth. V'isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Neir Yor b'maimer emunah hamascheles ve'la mishpotim. And Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, she'emunah hu b'chinas tefila v'nisim. She'emunah shehu b'chinas tefila v'nisim hinikras b'chinas pruta. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that emunah is synonymous with tefila, because there's a pasuk in the Chumash where it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, vayhi yodov emunah. His hands were extended in faith, and the Targum says, prison bitzloi. His hands were extended in tefillah. So we see that the word emunah and tefillah are synonymous, and we know that miracle, the concept of miracle, is a concept of emunah and tefillah. Miracle means that the teva, nature, would dictate that things should go A, and through tefillah, we believe that it's possible to override that, to change that. As in the case at this week's case of splitting of the Red Sea, Vayitzaku el Hashem, they were mispalt Hashem. So Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that tefillah and emunah are correspond to the concept of pruta, kamay shekosu shom, because there he refers to a certain malach. The Gemara says over there, it speaks about an angel that prita sivavose, whose lips are always moving. And Rabbeinu Salveh talks about the movement of the lips as being symbolic of tefillah. So we see that the Hebrew word pruta, which is used to mean the smallest coin, is also a term that's used synonymous with tefillah, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. Sheze b'chinas ein ben David bo ad shetichle pruto menakis ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Gemara, takes a statement in the Gemara where the Gemara says that Moshiach will not come until there is no more pruta in the pocket, until people are totally on E, on empty, no more money. There's going to be such a high rate of inflation that people aren't going to have a penny to their names. That's when Mashiach is going to come. So now, Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter, Nikutiman says that the word pruta refers to the koyach ha-tfila. And he quotes that Gemara, which speaks about a malach, the pruta. The Gemara there in Tainus is talking about rain. And the Gemara there says that a certain angel, the pruta sivavose, whose lips are moving, and he has an association to the topic of rain. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Ein ben David bo, Moshiach will not come, at shetichle pruta min hakis. The word kiss means pocket, and the word kiss also means covering. Rabbeinu Zal says that there are people who have a tendency to cover up miracles, to cover up the koyach ha-tefillah, to try to say, oh, it wasn't really a miracle, it was really a natural thing, you know, it was natural causes and that kind of thing. And Rabbeinu Zal says they are the ones who block the coming of Moshiach, because Moshiach is going to come only when this pruta, when this koyach ha-tefillah is going to be uncovered, when the covering is going to be removed from it, and people are going to recognize that there are miracles, there is a koyach ha-tefillah, there is a concept of emunah in Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas malach hamamuna al hagshomim. This is in association with the angel who's designated over rain, the damyo le'igla, where the Gemara says that this angel has the appearance of a calf, uprita sivavose, and his lips move. Bechinas tefila, emuna, that's an inyan of tefila, movement of the lips is an inyan of tefila. Bechinas Hashem svosai tiftoch. When a Jew begins what we call the tefila, which is the Shemoneh Esrei, we begin with the words Hashem, open my lips. It's the movement of the lips. V'al kein, therefore, hamomoin, shehu shoyrish hanefesh, shehu bechinas emuna, v'u bechinas kshomim, ki kol ha'ashirus v'ashpois haidei kshomim, kemu de Rabbeinu Ner Yoyer. Therefore, money and wealth, which is synonymous with rain, because we know rain is used in the Torah and in the Gemara as being symbolic of the power of Shefa and Parnosa, v'hu b'chinas tefila, it's synonymous with tefila, ki i'efsher l'kabel shefa v'ashirus kim aidei tefila, it's impossible for a Jew to receive shefa and ashirus without tefila, shal yodo nimshochin kol ha'hashpois koyedua, because all Hashpo, all Shefa comes through Tefila. And if you recall, I once mentioned that the word Shefa itself makes up the three first letters of the terms that are used in the Torah for the Tefila of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. The Gemara says that by Avraham Avinu it says Vayamoid, Amida. The word Amida means Tefila, the Gemara says. That when it says that Avraham Avinu went El Hamokoim Asher Omad Shon, he went to the place where he had previously been standing, the Gemara says it means to the place where he had davened previously. So we see the word Amida is used for Tefila. By Yitzchok Avinu, it uses the word Sicha. Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode, he went out to speak to Hashem in the field. That's the shin. And by Yaakov Avinu it says Vayifga Bamokim, Pegia. It uses the term Pegia to refer to tefillah. That's the verb that's used in the Torah referring to the tefillah. So you have Sicha, Pegia, Amida, Shin, Pei, Ayin, which makes up the word Shefa. Shefa means sustenance or everything. That it all comes through tefillah. That's the source of all of it. V'al kein shiur mamon l'chol davar hu pruta. This is why the Gemara says that whenever we're talking about money, the minimum amount is pruta, sha'azai nikra mamayin, because that's when it's called money. Ki yesh loy shoyresh bebchinas emuna shebchinas tefila bechinas pruta. Because the quantity called pruta implies that it's plugged into tefila, plugged into emuna. Because that's the term that's used in the Gemara referring to the movement of the lips, tefila. V'alkein, and therefore the Gemara says, Hagoizles chaveroi shoved pruta ki ilu noitel nafshoi, that if a Jew steals a pruta from another Jew, it's as if he stole his nefesh. Ki kishehu bebchinas pruta sheyamuna kanal, azayhu bebchinas shayrish hanefesh. Because again, this term pruta is referring to tefillah, which is the source of the nefesh. Valkein oz hu nechshav kilu noitel es nafshoy. So if you hit him in his pruta, you're hitting him in his nefesh, Rachmana Litzlan. Ki kol hanefoshois yoitzim meyamuna shubachinas pruta kanam. Because all Jewish souls from the malchus, which is emuna, which is the sinyan of pruta. The ikar shleimus hamamoin kvalidei tzedakah kemuva sham dev rabbeinu kama pomim. And we know also that how does a person give his money shleimus? How does he kosher his money? And how does he make his money whole in the eyes of Hashem? By giving tzedakah from it. By subtracting from it, he makes it whole. Just like how does a Jew become whole? Through a bris milah. You remove the arla, and he becomes whole. When he has the arla, he's called incomplete, in a sense. Oril means incomplete. Alkein shiur tzedakah gam kein bepruta. Therefore, the minimum amount that's classified as tzedakah is also this coin that's called pruta in the Gemara. Ki azay nishlam hamamoin bebechinas emuna, vazay hu mamoin shebikdusha. Because when the money is plugged into pruta, to tefillah, to emuna, that's when it's called money. Otherwise, it's not money. It's nothing. Vze bechinas malchusa beloy tago. This is called a king without a crown. She'ein lohem keser hamalchus. They don't have the crown of kingdom. They have kingdom, but without the crown. Ki hakeser hu bechinas moichin. Because the crown represents the sechel portion of kingdom. Avol Yisrael kol mamon shelahem hu bebechinas malchus dikdusha. Whereas by the Yidden, their money represents a malchus of holiness, bechinas emuna. Ikrach is also bebechinas chachma kiyadua. By the Jews, their malchus is definitely plugged into chachma. Kiyadua, as is known, shem malchus dikdusha mekabeles chius mechachma. It's known in Sifrei Kabbalah and in other places that the malchus of kiddusha draws its nourishment from chachma. There's a the Zohar Kodesh makes a statement: Abba Yosad Brato, the father is the one who established the daughter. Father is chachma, av bechachma. The daughter is the bas melech, malchus, and the malchus draws its yenika from chachma. This is brought in chapter 1 in Likutei Moharan about the sun and the moon, that the moon is a reflection of the light of the sun. The moon is malchus, and it receives from and reflects the light of the sun, which is chachma. That's when you're dealing with a malchus of kedusha, it's plugged into the chachma. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Neir Yor b'kama mekoymos, as is brought in many places in Rabbeinu Zal's writings. Shetzorech lahamshich chachma shehu hachius, that a Jew is required to draw chachma, which is called life, into el hoashirus, into their money and wealth, which is called malchus. Va'oz hu ashirus shebikdusha, and then the wealth and money takes on a holiness. Aval ashirus shebesitrachra, whereas money that belongs to the goyim shehu mamon shel akum hu bechinas schoik haksil. Their wealth is the concept of the laughter of the fool. In other words, you say a rich person is happy, but there's happy, intelligent happy, and there's a fool's laughter, you know, which is nothing. Bechinas ksilus, kelacher, foolishness, avodizoro. Vze bechinas mashekosav Rabbeinu Neir Yor, sheikar hachein hurak b'momoin shel Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 25 on the Likutei Moharan that when it comes to money, it's only Jewish money that has chein to it, that has a light in it, and that's why the goyim want Jewish money bedafka. That's why they have such a craving. Even goyim that have their own money, they want the yidden's money, because it's only the yidden's money that has that chein in it. Sheshom meluboshim hagavnin iloyim. It's in Jewish money that is found all the heavenly colors. Hainu bechinas chius chachma umoichin. The concept of a life of kedusha, a moyach, a sechel. Avol mamoinom, whereas goyish money hu afra bialma, it's dust, it's nothing. Bechinas afrois zohov. There's a term in the Torah called gold dust, gold dirt. meaning that there's a concept of a person who has zohov, but his zohov is offer. It's junk. Why? Because it doesn't have the light in it. It doesn't have the chokhmah, the moyach in it, the kiddush in it. The ein boy shum chiyus umoichin. It does not have life to it. It doesn't have moichin to it. The alkein ein boy chayin, and therefore it doesn't have chayin. And Rabbi Nizal writes in that chapter in the Gedoran that when the goy takes the money away from the Jew, as soon as it gets into the goy's hands, it evaporates. Those colors, that light in the money evaporates, and that's why the goy wants more money. Because again, every time it gets into his hands, the chachma leaves, the chiyus leaves, the chayin leaves it. Aval Yisrael, whereas when it comes to a Jew, Aval Pi She'ein Hamamoin Biyodoi, even though the Jew's money is not in his hands anymore, Adayin Nechaz Bedaitoi, it's still plugged into his das. I know that I lent you $100 a month ago or two. So the fact that I have it in my head, that alone is a kesher to the money. Even though the money is in your pocket or you spent, that money is still plugged into me through my das. Because the main place where money is really supposed to be plugged in, and when money is owned by a Jew is plugged in, is to das. That's where the chiyus of the money comes from. That's where the chiyus of the malchus comes from. It comes from chachma, from das. Therefore, when it comes to a Jew, you're not allowed to steal from a Jew even money that he gave you in a kosher way. For example, if a Jew lends you $100, you have no right to say, oh, it's in my hands, it's mine. Why? Because he let it out of his hands. Baloney. Even though he let it out of his hands, by a yid, there's a kesher with das. The das and moichin is ropes that remain attached to that money. Ukidaimer. Ki adayin hu bershusei demorei, because that money is still in the possession of its original owner. Ki nechaz bedaitoi kanal. It's plugged into his mind. Valkein osur tos Yisroel. Therefore, if a yid makes a mistake and gives you the wrong change, you're not allowed to keep that money. Meachar shelo yotza midaitoi. Since he didn't give it willingly, knowingly, but rather it's through a mistaken das, you can't keep that. Because by a Jew there is das, and by a goy there isn't das. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ben noyach neherak al pochos mishava pruta. The Gemara says that a goy gets death penalty for stealing even for less than a penny. Why? How come when it comes to Yidden we said it doesn't begin, we don't start talking money unless it's a pruta or more? How come by the goy, ben noyach means that it was before the Torah was given? Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ho akum ein lohem shir pruta, because by the goyim this concept of the pruta doesn't apply. Ki ein lohem achiza b'malchus Yisrael, they are not attached to the malchus of kedusha, shul b'chinas emuna, b'chinas pruta kanal, v'chol mamoinam rochoik b'chinas malchus kedusha. Their money is far removed from the malchus of kedusha, shul b'chinas pruta kanal, which is given this nickname pruta. V'alkein ein lohem shir pruta kanal. Therefore, we do not use this quantity called pruta for them. V'alkein ein lohem shir klal, and therefore there is no minimum amount when it comes to the goy. No matter what, if he steals a tenth of a penny, it's considered stealing. It's considered criminal act for him, and he gets the full penalty. Ki lechol dover shebikdusha yesh shir umida. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Because when it comes to holiness, there's measurement. Everything is measured and quantified in certain amounts. Ki hakidusha sorich mokoin, because kidusha requires a place, a beit knesset, a beis medrash, v'hachona, and it requires pre-designation. Shetish raboy hakidusha, kiyadua. In order for the kedusha to be chal on it, there's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch about a house or a place that was designated to be used as a mokum tefillah. Can they convert it to a bathroom or this, that? Because when it comes to kedusha, there's a whole discussion about this, whether it requires hazmono or not. Ukemuvel el mizan, as was discussed previously, that when it comes to kedusha, it requires a place and designation. Aval heim, whereas when it comes to them, the goyim, umamoinehem, and their money, hubebechinas avoydezora, they and their money are under the category called avoydezora, sheketusei michtas shiurei, the Gemara uses a term. This comes up often in the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's say to be yotza with matzah on Pesach, you have to eat a kezias of matzah on the first night of Pesach. So the Gemara says, what if a person takes matzah that was used for idol worship? Can he use it? So the Gemara says, no. Why? Because the Gemara says, avodah zarah is considered nothing. It adds up to zero. If you take 3 kilo of avodah zarah and add it to 6 kilo of avodah zarah, the result is 0 kilo. It's that kind of thing. So the Gemara uses this expression, ketusi michtas shirei. Its shear is chopped to nothing. So therefore, we see that by them, the Torah is saying that when it comes to avodah zarah, it is zero quantity. The quantity, the term quantity that's applied to it is zero. Ki ein lohem al ma sheyismoichu, because it has no basis, no foundation. Something that has no basis, no foundation, we say it's a zero. Sometimes a person sees somebody puts together a whole package for them, a financial package. And for somebody here, there's numbers, numbers, and to a guy who understands numbers well, he says, you know what this is? Wind, it's air. Because if you'll add it up correctly, you'll see that it adds up to zero. You're not going to benefit a penny from it. There's numbers and percentages and this, that, but in fact, it's zero. That's what avodah zarah is. It looks like money, it looks like wealth, but it's all air. Ki heim bebechinas shvira unefila beli kelim umidos. Because the sitrachra is symbolized by a broken and fallen by the term shvira and nefila without any vessels. They have no vessels. They have no measurements. Bebechinas toyu vavoyu, blackness and emptiness, nothingness. Avol Yisrael heim bebechinas tikun shewal yidei kelim shem bechinas midos v'shurim. Whereas the concept of Yiddishkeit is a concept of vessels, limitations, boundaries, that kind of thing. A goy knows no boundaries. What's yours is your. What's yours is his, and what's his is his. That kind of attitude. Ki ashirusam hu beli chius kanal. Because we said before, their ashirus is not plugged into das or moichin, so it has no life to it. It's dead. V'al kein ein lohem shir loy betchila v'loy besoif. That's why when it comes to the goyim, there's no minimum and there's no maximum. When it comes to a goy, even if he steals less than a penny's worth, it's considered stealing. You can put a goy to death for having stolen even less than a penny's worth. And also the goy's desire for money is also without any boundaries, infinite. There's no such thing as a goy who has 100 million and is happy. He wants more. Whatever he has, he wants more. Ve'einom yecholim lamalos tavosam lo'olam. They can never satiate their desire. Ki heim bebechinas beli shir, because the sitrachra represents something that has no boundaries, no measurements. Bechinas toyu vavoyu, emptiness. You know, pure infinite void. Avol Yisrael heim bebechinas hakdusha, whereas Klal Yisrael as a nation represents the concept of holiness. Bebechinas hatikun, they represent tikun. Sheshom yesh shir umido lechol dovor, where everything has a boundary. There's no such thing as a Jew going to sleep without an alarm clock. And when are you going to get up? Whenever I get up. What are you talking about? Are you crazy? There's a Shulchan Aruch. There's a Zman Kriyashma. There's a Zman Tefillah. There's sunrise. There's this. And anything a Jew does. I'm going to work on this until I finish it. No such thing. There's a Shabbos. Shabbos comes. It's a cement wall. I don't care what you need to finish. Shabbos comes. It's a line. The whole Yiddishkeit, the whole Torah is based on Shurim and Midos. The Alkane. This is why the Yidden are commanded by Hashem not to desire anything excessive, anything extras, but rather for a Jew to train himself that what he has is sufficient for him. He can be perfectly happy and satisfied with what he has. Because a Jew is required to have measurements and boundaries for everything. Bebechinas ha-tikun kanal. That's the concept of tikun. And this is one of the differences between Kiddusha and Sitrachra, between Yid and Lahavdil Goy. By a Yid, there's a pruta. By a Yid, there's measurement, there's a bottom line. By a Goy, there's no boundaries of less and more. Period. Baruch Hashem. Hilchas Gzela, Halacha Beis. Rav Nosson Zal begins quoting the Shulchan Aruch, Inyan Gzela, She'isurei Chomor Moed, regarding the topic of Gzela. The Isur is very, very strict. Ve'ein takono l'gzela, kiim kishemeshev esagzela l'anigzel. And the only way to correct it is to return the stolen object to the one it was stolen from. K'moy shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, ve'heshev esagzela asher gozal. You must return the stolen article that you stole. Ve'osur liknois shum dovor me'agazlan. And it's forbidden to buy anything from a thief. Excuse me, meaning if you know that this is stolen goods, it's asur behechleit to buy it.
From a goy or a Jew?
I believe it's from anybody. From a goy, let's say there are certain things like tefillin or a sefer Torah, where if you see a goy trying to sell it, you're allowed to buy it to get it away from him, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses all kinds of ways how you have to know what price to offer him, not to offer him too high a price, which shouldn't encourage him to steal more, and at the same time not to offer him too low a price, which shouldn't encourage him to just throw it in the river, you know, that kind of thing. There's all kinds of ways of dealing with that. But here they're talking about the issue of supporting pawn shops and things, you know, which encourage people to steal, giving the thieves a market, which a Jew isn't allowed to do. You know, if you have to pay money to get it back, you're supposed to try to give them the least possible, to the point where it won't cause them, you know, to burn it or to throw it away, you know, that kind of thing.
And if you think that the property actually is being sold to you as non-Jewish, does it make a difference?
I'm not sure. Again, you have to look at this. Hilchas Gzela. Study it. Let's see what Rav Nosson Zal has to say now. Al pi ha-maimar ha-maschil chodi Rabbi Shimon. This halacha is going to be based on the chapter in Likut Imran, chapter 61 in Chelek Aleph, which is based on a statement in the Zohar Kodesh, Chodi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon smiled. V'haklal, the main theme that Rabbi Nizal speaks about there is, Ki ho'ikar hu emunas chachamim, that one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit is faith in tzaddikim, or chachamim. V'ayidei pigam emunas chachamim, v'chulu v'chulu. And when a person, chas v'shalom, does not have proper emunas chachamim, it causes a whole bunch of problems, which Rabbi Nizal mentions over there. And when a person is zoiche to fix up his emunas chachamim, v'azai nisrabin hasforin shel haTorah Kedoshah, this causes the number of sforim to increase. Because when we talk about emunas chachamim, one of the main things that the chachamim have given us is Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Gemaras, the Shulchan Aruch, and the thousands or millions of sforim that have been written, you know, by all the different chachamim. When a person is lacking in emunas chachamim, it means, as far as he's concerned, that's all a waste. It's all garbage. It's excess, not necessary. For him, the five books of Moses are good enough, you know, and all the whole Torah Shebal Peh, he's not interested. Whereas when a person is zochet to be mesakeh in emunas chachamim, then suddenly every sefer becomes meaningful to him. It becomes important, and it's as if suddenly a whole new item has become available and of significance to him. Bechinas asois sforim harbe ein kates, as Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles, make sforim as many as you can, unlimited, infinite. Rabbi Nizal shows there that through this tikkun of emunas chachamim, it eliminates all kinds of tzimtzumim, which means all kinds of midas hadin, all kinds of harshness and judgment on the part of Hashem. Ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoi, because we have a rule that in order to sweeten the harshness and judgment, you have to go to the root of it. The chol din v'tzimtzum tzorich shi'enimtak b'seichel hashayach loy shemishom sharoshoi. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that each and every aspect of din in the world has a certain seichel that's associated with it, where that the seichel is the root of it. For example, when Hashem created the world, it says kulam b'chachma osiso. Everything that Hashem made in this world, He made it with chachma. Chochma, though, is a concept of chesed. Chochma sechel is a concept of expansion of the mind. Whereas we know in this world, almost everything in Olam Hazeh is a tzimtzum, whether it be a chair, a table, a car, time, space, those are all concepts of tzimtzumim, and yet each tzimtzum has a sechel that's associated with it. For example, there's a medrash that says that every single blade of grass on this world has a malach that's designated over it, that strikes it and commands it to grow. See, here again, in this example, the grass is the tzimtzum. It's a specific physical item that's a half an inch thick and 2 inches long. It's a finite, limited item, and it's governed by and plugged into a malach, an angel, who is a bechin of sechel compared to the grass. The grass is inanimate. It doesn't have any sechel to it, and yet the malach is a much higher level of sechel. And Rabbein Ezal explains over there that every single tzimtzum has an individual sechel, a wire by which it's plugged in, kaviyochel, to Hashem. And in order to fix the tzimtzum, you gotta know what the wire is that attaches it to the sechel, and you have to make the tikkun in the sechel. And when you make the tikkun in that specific aspect of sechel, automatically the din that's associated with it will be nimtak, will be sweetened, will be good. Anything that's negative in it will be straightened out. V'yesh l'chol tzimtzum v'tzimtzum sechel shal yodoy nimtak. Every single tzimtzum in this world has a sechel associated with it, through which that tzimtzum can be nimtak. Ah, however, yesh chochmo ilo. There is a certain extremely high level wisdom, shekol hachochmo is klulim sham, where all aspects of sechel are included within that chochma, the Torah Hakdosha, umekablam isham, and they all receive their light from there. The alkein sham nimtokim kol hadinim. When you get to that place called chochmo ilo, that highest chochma, there you can be mamtik or millions of dinim. Ki bahasichliim protim yefshel lahamtik hadin ki im bosa sechel daika hashaychel lezat tzimtzum shusharoshu. Because when you're dealing with these tzimtzumim on an individual level, then by being mesakein a specific sechel, at best you can make a tikkun for the specific tzimtzum that's associated with it. Aval yidei bechinas chochma ilo shekolo mikulam. Whereas, if you are zoche to plug into the chochma ilo, that's a comprehensive form of all of sechel, shom nimtokim kol hatzimtzumim v'chol adinim kulam. There, you can be mamtik all tzimtzumim and all dinim. Lahavdil. You talk about a phone company, you know, where each and every person has their individual phones and they're plugged into the wires, these little centers, and sometimes something goes wrong and they send the phone repairman out to look at that particular wire and fix it, make a little adjustment, and it works. Sometimes, though, again, the more they modernize, the more they're able, they don't have to send anybody to you or to your neighborhood. They fix a little thing in their center and automatically it fixes you and your whole region. Everybody gets fixed by that little adjustment that they made because it's on a higher level. You understand? Lahavdil, in Ruchnius, it's the same thing. You have Tzimtzumim. The Tzimtzumim are governed by individual Sichlium on a 1-to-1 ratio. And above those billions of individual Sichlium, there's this Chochma Ilah, which is like the nerve center of the whole thing, where if a person makes a tikkun there, he can automatically fix anything and everything in the billions or trillions of tzimtzumim below. Because it's so high above it, it's the source of the source, that kind of thing. And Rabbein Ezal writes over there, V'hatoiro michochmo ilo nafkis. Rabbein Ezal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says that the Torah that we have comes from chochmo ilo. That's where it's plugged into. So here again, the study of Torah properly and everything gives the Jew the ability to plug into this Chochma Ilah, where a person has the ability to zap all tzimtzumim. It's not a matter of individual little wires. He plugs into the center of the whole thing, where there's no individual wire that can be left out of the tikkun that he makes. V'ze b'chinas even shesia kodshei kodoshim. Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Kutimon says that this is the concept of the even shesia, which represents the ultimate tzimtzum that's koilel all tzimtzumim of the world. Why? Because the Gemara tells us that when Hashem created the world, He created it first as a rock, and from that rock, shemimenu hushtas oilam, that rock was stretched, all kinds of things that were done with it, that ended up forming all the different mountains and rivers and valleys and computers and cabbage groves and all kinds of things that formed in the world. The original tzimtzum was this even shesia. And therefore, if a person wants to be misakin all the millions and billions of individual items in this world, by going to their source, which is the Even Shesia, which is found in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, there you can make the tikkun automatically for everything. That's like going to the super center of Bezek, you know, over there where we have all the plugs and all the, you know, and there affecting the tikkun that can affect anything in any regions or any place where they're there to be found. Ki hasechel nikro kodesh. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that another word for sechel in Hebrew is kodesh. There's a pasuk, what's the pasuk? Kadesh li kol b'chor. And we've mentioned many times that b'chor is a concept of chokhmah. B'chor means the firstborn. Reishis chokhmah, yiras Hashem. So reishis is chokhmah, and chokhmah is called kadesh. Kadesh li kol b'chor, you understand? And there's other psukim to show it also, that a nickname for chokhmah is kodesh. What kind of chokhmah? Regular chokhmah. If that's the case, what is Chochma Ilah? Chochma Ilah is called Kodesh HaKodoshim, the Holy of Holies. It's the highest level of holiness. The Chochma Ilah Shekol Mikulam Hu Bechinas Kodesh HaKodoshim. The Chochma Ilah, which contains in it all the Chochmas, that's called Kodesh HaKodoshim. V'ze Bechinas Even Shesiyo Shekol Mikol HaTzimtzumim Sheboilam. This is why Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that you have the Even Shesia, which is a combination of all the tzimtzumim that are found in the whole world. Shekulam nivra, all of them are marked on the Even Shesia. The Even Shesia represents that gashmi item, that tangible item, which has in it, all, you know, wires extending out to every single item in the world. Shemimenu hushtas oilam, because the Gemara says from it was founded the entire world. The Shom Nimtokim Kulam. And there, you can be Mamtik, all the Tzimtzumim that are found in the entire world, by doing it on the Even Shesia. Kihu Bechinas Kodshei Kodoshim. Because again, the Even Shesia was found in the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash, and it represents, that's its place. Bechinas Chochma Ilo Shekolu Mikulam. Referring to this Chochma Ilo that encompasses all types of Chochma. This is the concept of the 12 stones of Yaakov Avinu, which represented his 12 sons, which represented the entire Klal Yisrael, all the 600,000 people with their individual tastes and their individual talents and their individual tzimtzumim and everything. And yet we see that the Torah says that at one point all 12 rocks merged into one and went under his head, and that was the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where Yaakov Avinu went to sleep there. Because that one rock into which all 12 rocks merged into, that represents this Even Shesia, which is koilel all the infinite number of tzimtzumim that exist in the world. It's all nichlal in there, and it all becomes unified and one in that Kodesh HaKodoshim, in the Holy of Holies. V'ze b'chinas ma'shenoisim al Rosh Hashanah l'tzadikim. And Rabbeinu Zal finishes that chapter in Likut Imran over there by explaining that this is one of the main reasons why people travel to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim HaDin. And on Rosh Hashanah there's millions and billions of dinim. Each and every person has their own tzimtzumim and their own midas hadin that's applying to them on Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, for each and every individual person to try to shoot it on his own is very difficult. He's got to have the sechel haproti to deal with that tzimtzum. But if he goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if he goes to the Tzaddik, who is a Bechina of Kodesh, who's plugged into the Torah, which is Chochma Yiloh, the highest level Chochma, that's a cure-all. That's something that in one, it doesn't have to deal with each individual, it's a skeleton key. The Tzaddik has a skeleton key which can unlock any tzimtzum. Doesn't matter what your problem is, he has a key that can zap everybody's tzimtzumim. A cure-all kind of thing. Shenichlolin kol hanefashos b'chochom ador, whereby all the individual nefashos get plugged into and merged into the chochom ador. Shehu bechinas even shesia, he represents this even shesia, because the tzaddik is all. The Zohar Kodesh says that the word bereshis is boro shis. Shis is a nickname for the even shesia. Shis is also the number 6. Which represents the sphere of Yesoid. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzachoid, Yesoid is number 6. Yesoid is the Tzaddik. There's a pasuk, the Tzaddik, Yesoid Olam. So the Tzaddik is compared to the Even, he's the foundation of the world, just like the Even Shesia was the foundation of the world. Person coming to the Tzaddik is plugging into that Kodesh Kodoshim, that site of the Even Shesia, where everything can be Nimtak. V'ho ikr tolui bi'ahavo. Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes over there in the Likutei Moran that in order for the tzaddik to be effective in zapping all of these tzimtzumim, it depends on the ahava among all of those people coming to the tzaddik. Shetzorich sheyihye ahavo bein nefoshes Yisrael kidei sheyihu nechlolem yachad bebechinas even shesia. In order for them to plug into that even shesia, there must be achdus between them. There, in other words, in order for the tzaddik to be able to do this cure-all, to give everybody this total zap, they have to all be plugged in together, to each other. Bibchinas kodshe kodoshim. To plug in together in unified form to the Even Shesir, which is the Kodesh Kodoshim. Bibchinas, as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal told his students, Anan b'chavivusa talyanosa. We, the fact that I have the ability to reveal to you the highest level of secrets of Torah, which no other tzaddik was given permission to teach publicly and to put into writing the way Rabbi Shimon Yochai was able to do. Why? He wasn't the first one to know some of those secrets. Rabbis before him knew it also. What gave him the ability to transmit it more so than anybody else? This Chochmah Ilah. What gave him the ability to transmit it and to put it into writing and everything is the fact that there was ahava among his Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva had more Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim and they were all tzaddikim and everything, and yet Rabbi Akiva couldn't pass on his bright light to them because there was lack of ahava between them. What gave Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal the ability to take his Chochmah Ilah and use it to be mamtik, all the tzimtzumim, everything among his Talmidim, was the chavivusa that was among them. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh B'Soif HaMaimana. Rav Nosson Zal says, study all of this. This is the end part of that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. That's where this is coming from. And this is going to be the basis for his discussion now. He's going to use this as a foundation to explain this topic of Gzela. The question is asked, how could it be that the ability of a tzaddik to affect a tikkun is dependent on his followers? Because that's exactly what it is. Rabbeinu Zal said to his students, you need me, and I need you. Period. A tzaddik does not have the ability or the right to affect a tikkun on a person unless the person wants it and shows that he wants it, number one, and unless the person is cooperating. Lahavdil, the same way a doctor can't cure a patient unless the patient is open with him and shows a willingness to cooperate.
Yeah, but here we're talking about klaliyot, not pratiyot.
Yes, here we're talking that besides the individual's cooperation, the tzaddik's effectiveness on Klal Yisrael depends on the achdus among them. Definitely. Just like by Yaakov Avinu, the 12 rocks had to mesh into one, and we had this just in the previous halacha. Rav Nosson Zal quoted a Medrash Pliya about the revelation of Yosef HaTzadik, that when Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to his brothers, he told them, I can't go ahead with the next step until all of you are present. They had to go fetch Binyamin and bring him. And he quoted a Medrash Pliya from a Yalkut Torivani, which I had a chance to look at the next day. And I saw that there the Medrash Pliya says that Yosef HaTzadik said to them that your ability for emes, your ability to receive emes and be associated with emes, is dependent on all of you being present and all of you being united. Fact, very important fact. And this is one of the chapters in Likutei Moharan where Rabban Azal addresses it very much, where he talks about even those coming to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, which Rabban Azal spoke about as being one of the highest tikkunim, that the effectiveness of it is dependent to a large degree on the ahava among them, the ahava and achdus among the people that are coming. It means constriction, and it's a relative term, meaning when we talk about gashmius compared to ruchnius, gashmius is called tzimtzum, meaning it's finite, tzimtzum is finite, limited, whereas ruchnius is infinite, light, you know, spirit, neshama, soul, those kind of things. A table could be a, you know, any gashmi item could be a tzimtzum. The body, compared to the neshama, the body is called the tzimtzum in which the neshama is found, etc. So that's the, and the word tzimtzum is also used as a synonym for midas adin. An illness is called a tzimtzum. When we talk about a person being physically sick or a person being poor, those are all forms of tzimtzum. The person is in a state of tzimtzum, midas adin.
It has two meanings. It's
the Aramaic word for elyon, upper, upper, highest level chachma, chachma ilah. Evan Shasiya is the rock, foundation rock. There is a rock, the Gemara and Medrash talk about a rock from which Hashem formed the entire world. And it's brought that that rock existed in the Beis HaMikdash, in the second Beis HaMikdash, if I'm not mistaken. In the first Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy of Holies, they had the Ark, the Oroin. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they did not have the Oroin. What they did have was this Evan Shasiya. They had a, this special rock. Lahavdil, that's why the Goyim call their thing, their mosque, on top of the thing, the Dome of the Rock. I believe that it's associated with that.
Yeah,
it's associated with this concept.
But that's not, we don't hold by that.
No.
I'm
sorry? From that rock, Hashem founded the whole world. Now, Lahavdil, like when you build a building, there's a foundation. This was the foundation upon which Hashem made the whole world. And it's as if everything is plugged into there. All the wires are plugged into there, in a sense. And that rock happens to be in the is found in the Kodesh Kodoshim, because it's only the Holy of Holies that represents the highest level spirituality, which can be mamtik every you know, the totality of tzimtzum.
It's interesting that it's called Kodesh Kodoshim. In other words, it's a singular and a plural.
Yes,
it's like the kolel of all those.
Exactly, exactly.
What does totality of tzimtzum mean? Tzimtzum on a simplistic level is what? It's a constriction.
Right.
So what is total? Assuming that there is a finite constriction in the world.
In other words, let's say the number of people in the world, all the different people in the world, each one represents a tzimtzum.
People.
Yes, people, bodies. Number one. Number two, each building is a tzimtzum. Each tree is a tzimtzum. Each leaf is a tzimtzum. You know, these are all boundaries.
So every vessel by its very nature is a tzimtzum.
Exactly.
So why would they use we've seen Rav Nachman Zal use the expression kelim or kli, and now, but here we're using tzimtzum.
Exactly. Both words are sometimes interchangeable.
Right.
And you'll see.
The reason why he uses the word going, we're using
yes.
tzimtzum as opposed to the word kelim.
Yes. I'm not sure exactly. Now, as you're asking me, in the context that we're dealing with, could the word kelim be used as a replacement?
No.
The answer is, I'll give you an example where it can't be used. An illness. We use the term tzimtzum. When a person gets sick, it means that he's a certain tzimtzum is upon him. And yet you wouldn't call it a keli. You don't use the term keli for it there. So that keli sometimes is interchangeable with tzimtzum, sometimes not. Tzimtzum is a broader term, I think, than keli. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we'll be able to discuss and understand the strict forbiddenness of stealing. Ki kol echod v'echod mi Yisrael lefi b'chinas haneshama shaloi shehu hasechel kein hu tzorech lahamtik kamo b'chinas tzimtzumim v'dinim hashayochim l'shoyresh nishmasoi v'haynu sichloi. Each and every individual yid, based on the neshama that he has, which means based on the sechel that he has, because sometimes those two words are used interchangeably, neshama and sechel, each and every single yid has the responsibility and the ability to be mamtik those tzimtzumim that apply to his neshama, that apply to his sechel. Kimavur le'el, as was mentioned earlier, Sheham tokas kol tzimtzum v'tzimtzum hu al yidei b'chinas sechel hashayech lo'isei tzimtzum shemisham sharoshoi. That the sweetening and tikkun of each and every individual tzimtzum is dependent on the sechel, which is the origin of that tzimtzum, which is the source of it, you know, on a higher level. V'chol echot miYisrael yesh lo eiza sechel. Each and every single yid has a certain sechel. Ki kol echot miYisrael achizosoi b'machshavta d'kut shebrichu. Because each and every single Jew has a place and an attachment to the machshava of Hashem. B'bechinas, as the Gemara says, Yisroel olo b'machshava t'chila. The Gemara says on the word bereshis, bereshis bor elokim es hashamayim v'esoretz, bishvil reshis. That Hashem created the world because of reshis. What is reshis? The Jewish people are called reshis. There's a pasuk, Kodesh Yisroel Hashem, reshis tivuasoi. That the Jews are the first crop of Hashem. So the Gemara uses the expression over there, Yisroel olo b'machshavo t'chila. That the first thought of Hashem as to why he was going to go ahead and create the world and everything was the thought that there was going to be a Jewish people. And that's the phrase that's used is Yisroel olo b'machshavo. Each and every single Jew has a place in Hashem's mind, in Hashem's thought. And they were the initial thought that caused Hashem to go ahead with creation. V'hamachshavo hu hasechel. When we speak about the thinking process of a person, that's the sechel. Ukithi achizas kol echot miYisrael b'machshavta d'kut shebrichu. And to the degree that each and every single individual Jew is plugged into Hashem's mind, dehainu b'bchinas chochmo ilo, which we call this uppermost wisdom, kemoikein lefi b'bchinas hachochmo v'asechel shelo yishunish mosoi shemekabel m'bchinas chochmo ilo, based on the neshama that an individual Jew has, which means the secha that he has, and how it's plugged into Hashem's secha, Hashem's chochmo, kemoikein hu tzorech lahamtik oison hatzimtzumim hashayochem l'sechel sheloi. Based on that, that Jew has the responsibility and the ability to address those tzimtzumim that are shayach to him, that are associated with his sechel, his tzimtzum, his neshama. Ki hasechel sheyesh b'chol echad miYisrael hu b'bchinas sichliyim haprotim kanal. Because the knowledge and understanding and intelligence that's found in each and every individual yid, that's what Rabbeinu Zal calls sichliyim protiyim. That's what he referred to as sechel prati, that each and every individual has. Shekol sechel tzorech lahamtik daiko es hatzimtzum hashayach lo'isei sechel. Where there's a one-to-one ratio, in a sense, of tzimtzum to sechel, where this person has a certain finite level of sechel that encompasses a certain neighborhood. He's responsible over a certain region of tzimtzumim that are plugged into his sechel, which he's in a position to be mamtik. Ve'elu hatzimtzumim hashayochem lekol echad ve'echad miYisrael kefi sichlo v'nishmosoi hem meluboshim b'hamomoin v'hashirus v'hachafetzim shel kol echad ve'echad. Now Rav Nosson Zal starts clarifying. These tzimtzumim, this is all for the birds. This talk about tzimtzumim. Give me a break. How does this apply in the real world? Rav Nosson says, I'll tell you how it applies in the real world. A person's money and possessions, those represent the tzimtzumim that he is in charge of and responsible over and in a position to make a tikkun for. Ki hamomoin v'hachafetzim shel kol echod shom ikar b'chinas tzimtzumim. Because all of those things that a person owns, a person's money and possessions, that's the main source of tzimtzum that's related to him. How? B'bchinas, as the pasuk says in Iyov, mitzofoin zohov yoaso. gold comes from the left side. Gold is a symbolic term for wealth, ashiros, possessions, everything. All of that comes from the left side. All of that is a bechina of gevura, a bechina of tzinsun. We say it in the Masechta Tainus, begins with the words mazkirin gevurais gishomim, that geshem, which is synonymous with parnos, rain, which is the source of parnosa, life and everything, it's gevura. Ato gibor l'olam Hashem, ma shivulo chamor dagoshem, right? So that all kinds of gashmi, all the possessions and money that a person has, represents the tzimtzumim. That's all coming from the left side. The ikar hatzimtzum mebchinas tzofoin. We know that the main concept of constriction comes from the north, bechinas smoil, which is the left side, kiyodua, as is known. Because we always picture a person facing east. When you're facing east, north is on your left side. So if money, gold, is associated with the left, then it means it's a bechina. If money is associated with north, then it means it's a concept of the left side, which is an union of tzimtzum, gevura, sitra achra, as it's called. V'tzorech kol echod v'echod kifi sichloi sheyeshloi lahamtikes bechinas hatzimtzumim hashayochim loi. And each and every individual Jew has a responsibility based on the seichel that he possesses to use that seichel to fix and to be mamtik the tzimtzumim that are in his possession, in his ownership. Dahainu l'sakeinu l'hamtik es b'chinas mamoinoi v'chafeitzim shaloi, which means to fix and improve and develop and perfect all the possessions that he has, all the money that he has, all the possessions that he has. V'chol asher yeshloi, and anything else that he has, sheshom meluboshim kol b'chinas hatzimtzumim hashayochem l'sichloi l'shoresh nishmosoi, in which are clothed all the tzimtzumim that relate to him, that relate to that individual person. Ki ha-sechel hu ha-neshama kemavur b'mokam achar, because sechel and neshama are interchangeable. So again, whatever is shayach to his neshama means whatever is shayach to his sechel. This is Rav Nosson Zal's introduction, and with this alone, he took Kabbalistic concepts and brought it down to earth. This terminology that the Arizal uses about tzimtzum and hamtoka sadin and everything, suddenly Hashem, Rav Nosson Zal brought it into the Olam HaGashmi, and he said, you are a Jew, your body is a tzimtzum, your neshama is ruchni, it's oyer, it's chachma, it's sechel. Now, everything that's associated with your body, which means all of your physical possessions, your money and everything that goes under that title of money, is all a concept of tzimtzumim. And the fact that it's yours, whether you got it from your parents or you went out to work and earned it and everything, Hashem is the one who worked it out that this particular house and car and money and ring and all came to you, because these represent tzimtzumim that only you, that are shayach to your neshama, where you are the only one who possess the sechel that's able to do with these particular possessions what needs to be done on a spiritual level in order to be masakin them, in order to elevate them and plug them into Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Bezeh bechinas goydel mailas mitzvas tzedaka." Based on this introduction, you could understand the incredible importance of the mitzvah of charity, sheshkula keneged kol hamitzvos, whereby the Gemara says that tzedakah is equal to all other 612 commandments combined. It's so important. Ki zeh yodua, because this is a known fact, shekol hamitzvos kulam heim bechinas hamtokos. The totality of the mitzvos, the 613 mitzvos, represent hamtokos. They are ways of being mamtik din, of sweetening the din, of correcting the tzimtzum. V'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah kifi shayrosha b'chochmoy lo demitamon arayis anafkis, and each and every individual mitzvah, which again, on one hand you would say mitzvah is spiritual, so therefore you can't use the term tzimtzum related to mitzvah. But that's not true, because the minute we're dealing with numbers, if we say there's 613 mitzvahs, then on a certain level, they represent tzimtzumim also. They're individual wires that are plugged into a source called Chochma Ilah, called Hashem's Sechel, and they represent kaviyochel, individual wires or individual pipes coming out from Hashem's mind, Hashem's Sechel, whereby Hashem wanted us to do this and this thing, and He wanted us to do this and this mitzvah. Each one of them represents individual paths that are plugged into that source called Chochma Yilah. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, each and every mitzvah, based on how it's plugged into this Chochma Yilah, Kein yesh lo koyach lahamtik eze b'china tzimtzum hashayochim lo'oysa mitzvah shi b'china sechel. Based on that, the particular mitzvah has the ability to solve and to correct a particular tzimtzum that's associated with that individual mitzvah. You understand? A mitzvah represents a package of Hashem's sechel. A mitzvah is finite in a certain way. The mitzvah of tefillin, you know, it's a box made of, that's square in this unit, and it represents, in a certain sense, a tzimtzum of Hashem's sechel. Within the sechel, there are tzimtzumim. So that each individual mitzvah, based on the way that it's plugged into that Chochmei Law, has the ability to help a Jew address a certain area of the Gashmias aspects in his life. Ki kol mitzvah hi bechinas chochma mei chochma so yisborach kemu v'makom acharon. Because each individual mitzvah represents an aspect of Hashem's wisdom. It's not the totality of Hashem's wisdom, it's an individual aspect, and it's plugged into the Chochmo Ilah, the source of all of that wisdom. The Alkein yesh koyach l'chol mitzvah kifi b'chinosa lahamtik eizet simtzum hashayich lo'oysay ha-chochmo sh'lo'oysay ha-mitzvah. You understand? Just like we said, each and every individual Jew represents a tzimtzum, so too each and every mitzvah represents a certain tzimtzum of seichel. And just like it's an individual Jew that can be metakeh the tzimtzum in a particular house, on a particular block, in a particular city, so too it's a particular mitzvah that has the ability to make a tikkun for an individual tzimtzum in this world. Umachmas she'ikar b'chinas kol atzimtzumim miluboshim b'hamomoyim shehu nimshach b'chinas smoil. Because of the fact that the center and source of all tzimtzumim is money, which comes from the left side, shemishom hatzimtzum, which